Yep, that's. I think a lot of us think like that. You know, once I retire, or once the kids get older, or something like that, I'm gonna. A lot of people do that, and rightfully so. It's, you know, it's a good time to do that. If you can learn to camp with the kids, I think it's a valuable. I think it's a valuable thing. You know, maybe even do it, you know, rough style, you know, like a pop-up at best, so that they get the whole experience of having to, you know, prepare everything they need and take it, make sure they've got everything. You know, kids these days are so glued to their phones, it's like, you know, touch grass for God's sakes. But, so camping would be a good way to get them out and get them away from, you know, the hustle. But you gotta take some time to do that. Well, not necessarily. There's a lot of people that just go up to Algonac and set up there at Algonac State Park and just do a long weekend. So there's ways to get them out there. But yeah, it's good stuff. And you do like Anthony said, or like you just said, slow roll. You know, it's like when you're doing that, there's destination vacationing, and then there's you know, the vacationing where it's the drive, you know, and I love vacations where it's the drive. You know, you just plan between quick stops and, oh, we'd like to see the ball of, you know, the world's largest ball of string in Wisconsin, you know, so that's stop number one.